Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to another episode of Tap Out of Overstimulation. Ever feel like your relationships are more like a contact sport than a heartwarming connection? I mean, communication can get brutal sometimes, right? It's like trying to navigate a minefield, blindfolded. But don't worry, we're here to defuse those bombs and build some bridges. Today, we're diving deep into mindful communication strategies that'll help you create healthier, happier relationships. Trust me, this stuff is gold, especially if you want your loved ones to stick around for the long haul. Now, I know what you're thinking. Mindfulness? Sounds like some hippy-dippy thing. But hold on a second. Mindfulness isn't about chanting or wearing tie-dye. It's simply about being present in the moment and truly listening to others. And when it comes to relationships, that's absolutely essential. You know what they say, communication is key, but sometimes we forget how crucial it is to actually hear what the other person is saying, not just waiting for our turn to talk. So let's break down 5 key takeaways that'll level up your communication game. First, be a mindful listener. This means putting down your phone, making eye contact, and really focusing on what the other person is saying. Don't just hear the words. Try to understand the emotions behind them. Think of it like this. You wouldn't want your best friend talking over you, right? Treat others with the same respect you deserve. Second, speak from a place of authenticity. We all have those moments where we feel pressured to say something that sounds right, but that rarely leads to genuine connection. Be honest about your feelings, even if it's uncomfortable. You know that feeling when someone finally says what they really mean? It's liberating. Third, use I statements. This might sound a little stuffy, but trust me, it can make a world of difference. Instead of saying, "You always make me feel," try saying, "I feel," when you... This takes the blame out of the equation and focuses on your own experience. It's less accusatory and more open to understanding. Fourth, practice empathy. Put yourself in the other person's shoes and try to see things from their perspective. Even if you don't agree with them, taking a moment to understand their point of view can go a long way. Think about it like this. It's easier to solve a problem when you're working together, not against each other. Finally, take breaks when needed. Sometimes communication gets heated and things can get out of hand. That's okay. It's important to know when to step back and cool off before things escalate. Take a walk, listen to some music, or do something that helps you relax. When you come back to the conversation, you'll be able to communicate more clearly and effectively. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine your partner is stressed about work, and they snap at you about something seemingly small. It's easy to get defensive and say things you later regret, right? But what if you took a breath, used those mindful communication strategies we just talked about, and said something like, "Hey, I can see that work is really getting to you. Is there anything I can do to help?" Suddenly, the situation shifts from a tense argument into an opportunity for connection. You're showing empathy, validating their feelings, and offering support. See how powerful mindful communication can be? It's not about avoiding conflict. It's about navigating it with grace and understanding. Remember, building healthy relationships takes effort, but the rewards are well worth it. By practicing mindful communication, you'll create a more loving, supportive, and fulfilling environment for yourself and those around you. So go out there, be present, listen actively, speak authentically, and watch your relationships blossom. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little reminder about the power of mindful communication. You know, that friend who always seems to be caught in a whirlwind of drama? Yeah, send them our way. Until next time, keep tapping out of overstimulation and into genuine connection.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.